Good morning.
早。
Good to see everybody.
很高兴看到大家。
What an awesome thing we've just done.
Sorry.
Awesome thing.
刚刚我们所参与的这个实在是很棒的。
Our Lord tortured on our behalf.
我们的主为我们受苦受难。
It's more than I can comprehend.
超乎我所能够理解的。
This morning, we're going to look at creation. Does anybody know Francis Schaeffer?
今天早上我们要来看创造。有没有人听过这个人叫 Francis Schaeffer?
A couple of hands went up.
有几个人知道。
He was a Christian apologist and author of the 1970s and 1980s.
他是在1980年、1990年左右的一个很好的一个神学家，也作者。
And he wrote this in one of his books, or he said this.
他在他一本书里面这么说道。
If I had 1 hour to share with an unbeliever,
如果我有一个小时可以跟一个不信主的人分享
，I would spend 55 minutes.Talking about creation.
我会花55分钟来谈创造。
And the last 5 minutes would connect the gospel.
最后5分钟会把它连接到这个福音上。
So we're going to look at creation this morning.
所以今天早上我们要来看创造。
Okay, well, let's all read Exodus 20:8-11.
我们先读啊。出埃及记20:8-11，我们先用英文来念。
In English first.
先用英文念。
Remember the Sabbath day
by keeping it holy. Six days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Honor you shall not do any work. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them.But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. 我们现在用中文来念。出埃及记20:8-11，我们一起。当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
Two points I want to make from this.
我想要谈两点。
Number one.
第一点。
The basis for our work week.
我们工作的这个基础
over the entire world comes from this verse.
我们工作五天啊，工作的这个时间的基础就是从这些经文来的。
All the other calendar references.
所有的其他的这些月历的，他们的
come from astronomy.
都是从那些星象学来的。
The day, the rotation of the earth on its axis.
日月他们的这个运转。
The month, the rotation of the moon around the earth.
月是按着这个按着月亮运转的。
And the year, the rotation of the earth around the sun.
年是按照这个地球绕着太阳运转而来的。
But the week is unique.
可是一周这个观念是很特殊的。
Its basis is from the Bible.
它的基础是来自圣经的。
The second point is that God chose to do His creative work.
第二点就是说，神选择做这个创造这个事情。
In the same week that we do our work.
在这样一周里面，也就是我们工作的这个周的这个时间观念里。
Okay, next we'll read Deuteronomy.
我们现在来读生命记。
Deuteronomy 9:10, in English first.
我们先用英文念生命记第九章第十节。
The Lord gave me two stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God. On them were all the commandments the Lord proclaimed to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly.
耶和华把那两块石板交给我，是神用指头写的。板上所写的是照耶和华在大会的日子，在山上从火中对你们所说的一切话。
When we look at this, we ought to pause.
当我们看这些经文的时候，我们必须要停下来想一下。
With all the different ideas that we see in the world about the origin of the universe.
我们必须要想一下，这个世界上有很多的对于这个世界来源的不同说法。
God carefully inscribed into stone exactly what happened.
神很小心的把确实发生的这个世界来源的事情记录在石板上。
We shouldn't dismiss that easily.
我们不能很轻易的就去撇弃他的这些教导。
We won't read this together. I'd like to just comment on it.
接下来这个我们不用一起念，我会说一说我的看法。
This verse has a special meaning to me. I have a short testimony I'd like to share about it.
这一段经文对我来讲特别有意义，我想分享一个小小的见证。
Every word of God is flawless.
神的每一句话都是没有错误的。
He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him.
投靠他的，他就做他们的盾牌。
You know, early on in my Christian walk,
在我刚信主的时候
I determined to accept the Word of God as written.
我就决定我要接纳神所有的话语
in every area of my life.
在我人生的各个层面
When I had behaviors and habits,
当我有行为或者是什么习惯
that were contrary to His Word,
跟他的话冲突的时候
Then I would change those behaviors and habits.
我就会改变我的行为或者是习惯。
When I had ideas and held opinions that did not agree with God's word,
当我有意念或看法跟神的话不一致的时候
then I changed those ideas and those opinions.
我就改变我的意念和我的意见。
When I was confronted with theories that ran counter to what the Bible taught,
当我看到有理论跟神的教导不一致的时候
Though I did not have all the answers at times
虽然我很多时候也没有答案
I held to the teaching of Scripture
我仍然相信神的教导
That's right, you can guess what happened
是你就可以猜猜之后会发生什么事
I fell in love with His Word
我爱上了神的话
I fell in love with my Savior.
我爱上我的救主。
And I fell in love with His Word.
我爱上他的话语。
It's been 24 years, and He hasn't disappointed yet.
已经24年了，神还没有令我失望过。
That's one of the first verses that I memorized in the Bible.
这是我在圣经里面背的第一句经文。
And when I read those words that his word was flawless,
当我读到说神的话语句句都是炼净的
I believed He meant it.
我就相信他真的是这么说的
Kind of naive, isn't it?
是不是好像有点无知呢
But it's true.
可是这是真实的
Forgot my glasses this morning. I can't see that.
我忘了我的眼镜，所以他看不见那个投影表。
Divine authority of the Bible. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
圣经神圣的权威啊，马太福音24:35说，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
You know, when I look at that passage of scripture,
当我看到这段经文的时候，
I can't help but think that all the ideas, all the theories, all of the accomplishments of man.
我不得不想到这些不同的点子，不同的讲法论说，还有这些世上的这些成就，
everything is going to be swept aside.
一切都要废去。
And the only thing that's going to be left are the words of Jesus.
只有神的话会存留下来。
So we should hold to those tightly, and the ideas and the opinions and the things that we're taught in this world. A lot of them may be right, but don't hold on to them so tight, because they'll probably be proven wrong.
所以世上的很多这些讲论啊、论点啊、世上的这些成就，不要抓得太紧，因为很多时候他们会是错误的。
But we know.
但是我们知道。
Eventually, everything's going to be set aside, and only His word.
最终天地要废去，只有神的话不会废去。
Okay, you know, this morning we're going to study Genesis chapter 1.
今天早上我们要来看创世纪第一章。
Before we start,
在我们开始之前，
I want to just share a couple of more thoughts.
我要分享一两点。
The first one, two concepts not in the Bible.
第一个就是说有两个观念是不属于圣经里面的。
The concept that the universe and the earth are billions of years old.
这个观念说宇宙跟地球有数百万年这样子的历史。
Now, when you study the Bible, you'll never come away with the idea of billions of years for the age of the universe.
如果你真的认真读圣经的话，就不可能得到这样子的结论，地球有数百万年这样的历史。
I'm not telling you how to believe. What I'm saying is that concept is not in the Bible.
我不是告诉你要怎么去信，而是告诉你这样子的观念并不在圣经里面。
And the second concept is the concept of evolution, the idea that all of life share a common ancestor.
第二个观念就是关于演化的观念，也就是说所有的生物都是同一个祖先，源于同一个祖先。
Now that's evolution with a big E.
这是那个演化。
That non-living chemicals evolved into life.
啊。就是非生物啊，非分子的东西可以演化变成一个生物。
Microevolution with a little e. Now we see that every day, and that's in perfect harmony with the Bible.
哦，所以这个演化的观念，它原来讲的是一个巨观的演化。那它是说微观的演化是微小的改变是可能的。
Okay, then I'd like to read a quote from Dr. John MacArthur.
现在我想读一段这个 John MacArthur 这个博士所说的一段话。
He's a pastor of Grace Church in California and president of the seminary there.
他是一个加州一个教会的牧师，神学院的一个老师。
Absolutely nothing in the text of Genesis 1:1-2:3 speaks of evolution or long geological ages in the creation process.The text itself is, in fact, a straightforward refutation of all evolutionary principles.
在创世纪第一章第一节到第二章第三节的经文里面，完全没有提到演化或者是创造过程里面有一个很漫长的地质老化的现象。这个经文本身其实很直接了当的已经反驳了演化的这个原则。
In fact,
事实上。
The creation account is by my title here, Divine Fiat Ex Nihilo.
其实创造呢，就是像我这边所写的，是一个圣旨，是无中生有的。
The doctrine of creation by Ex Nihilo asserts that before the creation of the cosmos, nothing existed. But God.
在吴宗生有这样创造论，他是宣称宇宙被创造以前是完全虚空的，只有神存在。
Then God spoke the material universe into existence.
然后神就借着他的话语，使这个物质世界被创造出来。
It was created by divine fiat.
这是神神圣的他的话语。
By the order of God.
按着神的命令创造出来的。
And the universe was not created out of any kind of pre-existing material.
宇宙并不是从原来已经存在的物质里面创造出来的。
For nothing existed before the creation.
因为在创造以前是一切虚无的。
Okay, now we'll start in Genesis chapter 1. I don't have a slide, so if you have your Bible, could you open it, please?
我们现在来看一下创世纪第一章。如果你有圣经，请翻开创世纪第一章。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
Now the earth was formless and empty.
地是空虚混沌。
Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
渊面黑暗。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
神的灵运行在水面上。
Okay, 2 points here. In the beginning, God created.
在这里我要提两点，一个就是起初神创造天地。
There we see the creation of time.
我们就看到这个创造的时间。
Space.
空间。
And matter.
还有它物质。
When we're looking at Genesis chapter 1, what we see is an outline.
我们看到创世纪的时候，我们看到的只是一个架构。
For the creation of the universe.
创造宇宙的一个架构。
God gives us the big picture.
神给我们看到这个巨观的这个形象。
He doesn't bore us with all the scientific details.
他没有给我们看到很多的无趣的科学的细节。
Another thing I'd like to point out.
第二点我想指出来的是。
How the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
神的灵如何运行在水面上。
Now the beginning earth was completely covered in water.
在刚开始的时候，地球是完全被覆盖在水。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
神的灵运行在水面上。
It's a beautiful picture of God's superintending over His work.
这是很美的，神如何在掌管着他的这个创造的一个。
Some Bibles have the phrase, the Spirit of God was brooding over the waters.
有些圣经的翻译是说，好像神的灵在运夫运这样子的。
I looked up that word, and it means to contemplate.
我查了一下这个字，它的意思就是说去思考。
And to meditate,
去默想
to brood over, but another
慢慢的孕育出来
another definition I thought was pretty cool.
另外一个定义我看到的是很好的
and it was morbidly possessive.
是 morbidly.
Morbidly possessive.
是很
isn't that pretty neat? I mean, it means abnormal.Sick devotion.
好像有点病态一样的这种占据的一个形象。
That's a picture of God's passion for His creation.
这是给我们一点点图像神他的这个他的这个他的感情嘛放在里面的感情。
In no way do we see any indifference of God. When we look at the universe and Big Bang cosmology,
我们看这个宇宙，听这些大爆炸的这些理论的时候，
The significance of the Earth, I mean, you know, it's not even there. The Big Bang cosmology just writes off the significance of the Earth.
这些宇宙论这些大爆炸论里面根本没有提到地球的重要性。
But not God.
可是神不是这样的。
You know, why is God so passionate?
神是
for this tiny blue dot.
这个智慧的神他是如此的爱我们的这一点小地球。
When there's a vast universe out there.
当在这个广大的宇宙里面。
Think about that.
想一想。
Because we're going to answer that question.
我们要来回答这个问题。
Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
第三节神说要有光就有了光。
God saw that the light was good.
神看光是好的。
And he separated the light from the darkness.
就把光暗分开了。
God called the light day.
神称光为昼。
And the darkness he called night.
称暗为夜。
And there was evening and there was morning the first day.
有晚上有早晨这是头一日。
So God creates time, space, and matter.The first day.
所以第一天神创造了时间、空间还有物质。
And light.
还有光。
What was that light?
那是什么光呢?
We're not told.
我们不清楚。
And he separated the light from the darkness. What does that look like?
他把光暗分开了，那是什么样子呢?
It looks like that.
就像这个图片。
So, to create that, we need light from one direction.
所以要创造这样子，要有一个从一个方向来的光。
And an earth.
在地球上。
And that's what we see.
所以这是我们所看到的。
At the end of the first day.
在第一天最后看到的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water.
神说诸水之间要有空气将水分为上下。
So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it.
所以神就造出空气将空气以下的水空气以上的水分开了。
And it was so.
是就这样成了。
God called the expanse sky.
神称空气为天。
And there was evening and there was morning the second day.
有晚上有早晨是第二日。
So we're progressing now.
我们继续在往前进。
Time, space, matter, and now we have an atmosphere.
有时间有空间有物质还有这样子一个环境出来。
God divided the waters from beneath, from the waters above.
神把水分为上下。
Now, the waters beneath are easy to explain. The earth at that time was basically one giant ocean.
所以空气以下的水比较好理解，也就是一个很大的海洋。
But the waters above,
但是空气以上的水
it's not real clear. There's a lot of speculation as to what that might have been.
就不是很清楚到底是怎么样子，有很多的猜测。
One idea that scientists mulled over was a water canopy.
有一个科学家在揣测的，就是说像一个帐篷。
That would serve to regulate the temperature from pole to pole.
所以作为来调节两极之间的温度。
Remember that we're looking at a creation prior to sin.
记得我们现在看到这个创造都是在人犯罪之前。
God is engineering a perfect world.
神正在创造一个完美的世界。
So naturally we wouldn't expect the severity of the climates.
所以我们不会啊期望有什么样子气候的问题出来。
And that water canopy came crashing down during the flood.
所以这个在上面空气之上的水像一个帐一样，有可能会。
And contributed to the flooding of the earth. That's possible, but we're not told for sure.
所以这些水有可能会这样子降下来，造成洪水。可是我们也不是很清楚。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation."
神说，地要发生青草和。Sorry.
I missed it. I skipped a couple of verses, didn't I?
Verse 9.
Yeah, verse 9. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear."
第九节，神说天下的水要聚在一处，使旱地露出来。
Now think about that. When I saw that, I immediately thought, I don't know if any of you did, immediately thought of the Israelites passing through the Red Sea.
我看到这节的时候，我马上都想到以色列人他们要过红海的时候。
Remember that verse? It said they walked through on dry ground.
记不记得那个经文说到说他们经过红海的是走过干地。
Because that's a miracle in itself.
因为那是一个奇迹。
You know, I thought when the water was up, they were going to walk into knee-deep mud.
因为我才想说他们要过红海的时候，水被分开的时候，他们要走过的是应该是很泥 一片泥地。
No, but God parted the sea, and He also took the water out of the dirt.
但神分开水的时候，他也把所有的地上的所有水都拿走了。
Our God is a God of detail.
神是也看重这些细节的。
So here, when I thought about that, because I thought, you know, we have one day.You know, can God get everything done? You know, because if He makes the dry land appear, we got all this muck and mud. No, He takes it all out.
我想说神不过神是就在一天里面，他把这个水分开，也把这个地所有的泥巴都拿走了。
Yeah, I picture in my mind because we're not told the details, but He's the master sculptor with a ball of clay.He presses down on the ocean basins and causes continental uplift. And now we have a place for the water to run off with the deeper ocean basins, and then the land masses beginning to rise up.
Okay.
Sorry.
我们可以想象神就像一个这个陶匠，他把一大块的这个陶土就这样压到这个地上，使这个大陆呢就可以这个水平面可以往上升。Sorry,
that's okay. I'm sorry, I went too long. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds."
第十一节，神说，地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类。
What do you think about when you see that?
你们看到这节的时候，你们想到什么呢？
Do you try to picture that in your mind?
你会想象这是什么样子一个图画吗？
Anybody ever seen those time-lapse films of plants? Ever seen that?
有没有看过那样子
？Like on Geographic, National Geographic, or
在国家地理杂志的这些杂志，或者是网上可以看到这些生物生长的这些图像。
It had to be something like that.
可能就是像这样子。
Verse 12: The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds.And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning the third day.
第十二节，于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬，各从其类，并结果子的树木，各从其类，果子都包着核，神看着是好的。十三节，有晚上，有早晨，是第三日。
Okay. We have vegetation fully mature. We have trees, fruit trees fully mature with fruit already on them.
我们有菜蔬，有树木，也都是已经成熟结果子的。
Instantaneously.
马上就成就的。
Some people have read this and doubted
the
scriptures because of this.
有些人看到这个就怀疑圣经的这个正确性。
They like to put tremendous amounts of time and then watch the vegetation come up slowly like we see today.
他们期望在这个过程里面是要很长的时间的。
But God doesn't need time.
可是神不需要时间。
We think about the miracles of Jesus.
想耶稣所行的神迹。
At the wedding feast.
在那个喜宴上，婚宴上。
He told the servants to go fill the jars.
他告诉仆人去把那些水缸都装满了水。
And they filled them to the brim, right?
装得满满的。
And then what happened?
然后发生什么事呢？
Jesus told the servants, just, all right, take it out.
耶稣告诉仆人说，好，就舀出一些来。
God doesn't need time to create perfectly. He doesn't need it.
神不需要时间来做完美的事，他不需要。
He's chosen to use the 6 days to establish our work week.
他选择六天来建立我们这样子工作的一个时间。
Other than that, he could have done it in one day. He could have done it in an instant.
否则的话，他可以立即或一天就可以把它做成的。
The feeding of the 5,000.
喂饱五千人。
What did Jesus say? Bring the people to me.
耶稣怎么说？把他们带过来。
Isn't that beautiful picture of our God?
这不是神，我们的神很美的一个图像吗？
His passionate love for us.
他如何的爱我们？
Bring them to me, and then he multiplied.
他把那些人带到他面前，然后他。
And then the 5,000 men, besides the women and children, probably, you know, assuming everybody was married.Probably 15,000 people easily.
当初五千人可能很多是结婚了，所以男女加起来可能有15,000人。
So the miracles we see in Genesis are no more difficult, and we should expect based on what we see our Savior do. The only limits we ever see is when He uses humanity, right?
当我们看到耶稣，我们知道耶稣所行的神迹的时候，就不难想象创世纪对神来讲一点都不困难的。唯一的困难限制是当他用人的时候。
Right, Peter got out of the boat, right?
当彼得
took a couple of steps, but then
彼得跳到船外面，开始在水上行走的时候，只走了几步。
Jesus probably said, "Peter, you're making me look bad."
耶稣可能对彼得讲说：“哎呀，你让我丢脸了。”
But he doesn't need time.
但他不需要时间。
Alright, verse 14.
第十四节。
And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years."
十四节，神说，天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令、日子、年岁。
And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth.
并要发光在天空，普照在地上。
And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night.
事就这样成了，于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜。
He also made the stars.
又造众星。
God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness.
就把这些光摆列在天空，普照在地上，管理昼夜，分别明暗。
And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and morning the fourth day.
神看着是好的，有晚上，有早晨，是第四日。
Okay, well, there's a lot here, but let's just look at a few things.
这里有很多的内容，我们就先看一点。
First of all, the temporary light source that we saw in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, remember
that? 记得在第三节, 我们有看到光,
it's no longer necessary because now we have the greater light to govern the day.
那个光在这里已经不需要了, 因为我们有大光管昼。
Now, a lot of people would think that when God said, let there be light, that was the sun, but it wasn't. Some possible reasons for that is a lot of the ancient cultures, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, they worshiped the sun, the moon, the stars.
Mm.
So God wanted to set those heavenly bodies back in the creative order so people wouldn't get enamored with them so much.
Mm. 所以那个时候有像巴比伦以色列埃及人他们有很多拜光的拜太阳的这样子的习俗，所以神要把这个光的这个观念搞清楚。所以第三节的这个光，有些人认为说是太阳，其实不是的。Remember
that question.
记得这个问题。
Why focus on that tiny blue dot when there's a whole universe out there?
为什么神要看,
Don't forget that question.
我们为什么神要看重地球这一小小一点，当其他还有这么大的宇宙呢？ 不要忘记这个问题。
Because here we see the making of the entire universe apart from the earth. All the stars, all the galaxies, all the planets, the moons, everything.
这里我们看到神如何创造整个的宇宙，包括这个太阳、月亮、其他的星球。
And what does it teach us?
这告诉我们，教导我们什么呢？
Once again, God's focus is the earth.
再一次告诉我们，就说神的重点是在地球。
Let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and to be lights in the expanse to give light on the earth.
这些是作为记号，定节令日子年岁。
Modern science and NASA, they're overwhelmed with the universe.
现在的这些太空学家, 他们都为这些宇宙而, 惊讶。
What about God? Morbid devotion to the earth.
神的这样子像病态似的,
Why?
地球,
Why this tiny speck?
为什么呢? 这么一小点的地球。
I bet a lot of you know, don't you?
我猜你们很多人可能知道这个答案。
So, day four, the lights. So, this is what they do. They set our calendars.
所以第四天帮助我们定出我们的月历。
They determine the length of a year.
决定一年的长短。
They divide the year into seasons.
定节令。
And they mark the passing of our days and nights.
也定我们的日子。
And they also served as navigation for sailing vessels for centuries, right?
也作为, 许多世纪以来的, 指引这些在天空, 不, 哦, 不是,
All because,
旅行的, 旅行的记号。
All because of the precision in which they move. We've been able to use them in that way.
都是因为这些星球它们准确的运行的关系，所以可以作为记号来指引人 旅行的时候。
And don't you just love the way God said in verse 16, He also made the stars.
神 说他又造众星。
Billions and billions of galaxies, billions and billions of stars in every galaxy.
几百万的这些数百万的众星 银河系。
It's an afterthought. His focus is the earth. Why?
这些都是 都不是主要的他的目的, 主要是地球。 为什么呢?
Verse 20.
二十节。
And God said, Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky.
神说水要多多滋生有生命的物，要有雀鸟飞在地面以上，天空之中。
So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind.
神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类，又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。
And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water and the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day.
神看着是好的，神就赐福给这一切，说滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上，有晚上有早晨，是第五日。
Here we see the first picture of animate life.
这里我们看到第一个图像，就是有生命的会动的动物的图像。
The sea creatures and the birds that fly above the earth.
海里的还有在天空飞的。
And they're told specifically to multiply according to their kind.
并且神命令他们要滋生繁多，各从其类。
So we see great variety.
我们看到说有很多的种类。
Within the created kind.
在神所创造的里面。
But there are distinct barriers with which they can evolve.
可是也有很清楚的界限，他们可以怎么样的演化。
So ravens will always be ravens. Eagles will always be eagles. Owls will always be owls.
所以乌鸦永远是乌鸦，这个老鹰永远是老鹰，猫头鹰也永远是猫头鹰。
Though we see great variety within the group.
虽然我们看到有许多的种类。
Verse 24, and God said, how many times did he say that?
24节神说这个神说两个字已经说了几次了。
That's one of the things that we see throughout Genesis chapter 1, and God said, and God said, and God said. He continually gave out his commands and the creative process continued because of that. If he had ever stopped,creative process would have stopped.
在创世纪第一章，我们反复的看到神说，神说这两个字，神说就使这个创造的过程一步一步的往前进。如果神停止说了，这创造就停止。
Verse 24, and God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds.
24节，神说地要生出活物来，各从其类。
Livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so.
牲畜、昆虫、野兽各从其类，事就这样成了。
God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
于是神造出野兽各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上一切昆虫各从其类，神看着是好的。
All right, a couple of points. First of all, let the land produce.
有两点，第一个就是说地要生出。
So God didn't produce the land animals out of nothing.
神并不是从无中生有造出这些动物。
He used the elements in the ground.
他用地上的这些元素物质。
Now, some of the books I read were addressing science, the science of a few hundred years ago, and one of the ideas or the conundrums that they had was, what is life made of? Human life as well, because God made man from the dust of the earth, right?
所以我看到一些书，他们讲到几百年前这些科学家他们所讨论的生命到底从哪里来，包括像人，人是从尘土来的。
But the science of the day, back in the 14th, 13th centuries, were postulated that life had to be made up of something completely unique from the earth.
可是15世纪之前的一些科学他们所说的是说生命一定要从地上的某一些物质 被创造出来的。
But as the scientific method advanced, they discovered what?
可是随着这些科学方法的进步，他们又发现了。
All of life, whether it's human, whether it's animal, when you break it down to its finest particles, smallest particles, we all come from the ground, the elements. We're all made up of those elements on that periodic table.
所以他们发现说，所有的生命，不管是动物是人，都是从这个地上的基本的元素来的。
That's just another picture of how God gives us the big picture, the outline, and then as we dig into the science, we realize God's word is right.
这就看到说，神在这个创世纪里只是给我们一个架构，一个巨观的创造的过程。可是随着时间，我们可以慢慢的去了解其中的。
That's why I think the scientists who start with the outline of the Bible do the best science.
所以科学家他们如果以根据神在这个创世纪里给我们的这个巨观架构来开始他们的研究的话，他们可以做最好的研究。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
This is the answer to that question.
这是刚刚那个问题的答案。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So God created man in his own image.
所以神按着自己的形象造人。
In the image of God, He created him.
所以他按着自己的形象造人。
Male and female, He created them.
他照着他的形象造男造女。
What does it mean to be made in the image of God?
这照着神的形象，被造的是什么样的意思呢？
Anyone have a thought on that?
有没有人有什么想法吗？
Is it physical or is it more abstract?
是比较就是我们确实我们的身体形体的呢，还是比较抽象的？
It's those characteristics. I don't think we look like God, even though God did take a body 2,000 years ago. But
我想是比较像属于性格方面的，而不是属性方面的。虽然说神也
First of all, we're able to pray to God.
首先我们能够来跟神祷告。
We're able to worship God.
我们能敬拜神。
We have a moral character to us.
我们有一个道德观念。
Because God is a moral being.
因为神是道德的。
We have the ability to think logically.
我们可以理智的来思考。
Because God is a God of order.
因为神是有秩序的神。
We see in Isaiah, what did God tell us through Isaiah? He said, come now, let's reason together.
神在借着以赛亚书告诉我们说，来吧，我们来一起辩论。
You know, he never said that to the animals.
他从来不对动物这么说。
Let's reason together, though your sins are red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow. You remember that verse?
我们可以一起来跟神辩论我们罪可以如雪一样的被洗白。
So there's nothing about hierarchy here either, is there?
所以没有没有什么层次之分。
God says he created man, created the male and female, and for he told both of them to rule. He didn't make a distinction and put the woman under the man, did he?
他神造男造女没有优先次序，他让他们一起来管理地。
I think in a perfect world that's not necessary, and that's what we've got right here.We haven't gotten to chapter 3.
这个是在完美的世界里的一个景象，我们还没有到这个犯罪的那个点。
Verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
28节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
There we see that dominion doctrine that God gave the first man and woman.
所以我们看到这个神给第一个男和女的要管理地的这个教义。
Verse 29, then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food.
29节，神说，看啊，我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子，全赐给你们做食物。
God commanded the first people to be vegetarian.No sin, so there was no need for death.
神教导这个第一对的男女要吃素那时候还没有犯罪，所以没有死亡。
So you would expect that as well in the animal world. And let's read on. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food.And it was so.
至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟，并各样爬在地上有生命的物，我将青草赐给他们做食物，事就这样成了。
A beautiful, docile world with no death.
是一个美丽的神的世界，没有死亡。
Verse 31, God saw all that He had made.And it was very good.
31节，神看着一切所造的都甚好。
And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day.
有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。
So there's a big picture of creation.
这是我们看到的一个创造的一个巨观。
Nothing in the scientific observations and discoveriesFrom the beginning of science to today, can contradict anything in that chapter. It's all in perfect harmony with science.
从最开始的这个科学一切的研究到今天，没有任何一点的科学的发现可以跟神在这里所说的相违背。
Indeed, what we see is the science of the day in certain centuries having to be modified.As new discoveries are found out, like the makeup of the body.
其实是很多时候科学的发现是要被修改的，就像我们身体的怎么被造成的。
So when we look at that, we see the object of God's affection, God's attention.
所以我们从这里我们看到神他爱的对象是谁
？Not the universe.
不是宇宙。
He won't, as Job said, remember what Job said, will you not look away from me for a moment?
所以我们看到约伯他所讲的，你一刻一秒你都不会离开你的眼睛在我身上。
No, he won't.
他不会的。
So, we learned something, hopefully, we can count on creation.
希望我们学到了一些东西，我们可以相信创造论。
God's word is always true. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will be vindicated.
神的话是永远真实的，天地要废去，但是神的话语绝对不会废去。
And ultimately, what we learn today, you know, we live some time from Adam and Eve, but God has formed us in our mother's womb.
我们已经离开亚当夏娃那时的创造已经很久了，可是神是在我们的母亲的母体里孕育我们的。
Says this in Psalm 139, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
我们是被神很 战经的创造出来的，在诗篇139篇里面提到。
And God has created you and me for a purpose.
神创造你和我是有个目的的。
But we'll never know that purpose.
可是我们永远没有办法知道这个目的。
Unless we submit to Him.
除非我们顺服他。
To follow Him.
来跟随他。
You know, creation is meant to bow daily in submission to its creator.
创造论是要帮助我们每天来顺服我们的创造主的。
Okay, let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We love you because we have been fearfully and wonderfully made by your hand.
因为我们是很战兢的，而且完美的在你手里面创造出来的。
First and foremost, we want to thank you for our Savior.
最重要的是我们要感谢我们的救主。
Who is our Creator.
你是我们的创造主。
We were made by Him for Him.
我们是为你而被你所造的。
Father, if there's anyone here today who wonders whether or not their life has purpose.
父神，如果在这里有任何人今天还在怀疑他是不是生命有什么目的
，Show them your infinite love for them through the death of your Son.
希望你能够借着你儿子的死，让他们明白你对他们无限的爱。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。